You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Lance Benanimi, who is Executive Director of the Michigan Licensed Beverage Association. Did I do all right with your name, Lance?
You did great, Cheryl. Thank you.
Yay, thanks. Hey, with an E on the end of Fritz, I've been Fritzy my whole life, so I try real hard to get them right. I wanted to talk to you this evening, Lance, about just yesterday was the first year anniversary of Michigan's smoking ban across the state. And with the Michigan Licensed Beverage Association, some people are applauding this. Your association wants to take another look at it.
Yeah, and as we've seen sort of sales over the last year, we have seen a number of businesses that have seen declines in their total revenues. And I think not only just sales in general at bars and restaurants, but we've seen the state lose a significant amount of money too. We have recorded over $100 million lost to the state just based off of lottery and keno sales.
Now, there are several folks in the restaurant business, and I've talked to some on this show, who are in agreement with you. And there's one that's proceeding to look towards a lawsuit, saying that because he has keno machines and so forth in his establishment, he should be considered a casino. So, I mean, there are a lot of folks looking at some different ways of going at this problem.
Yeah, there are a few different concerns with the law, and that certainly is one of them, that it doesn't treat each type of establishment within the hospitality industry the same. And it gives preferential treatment to certain aspects of the hospitality industry. And that really creates an unfair competitive advantage for those who have the ability to allow smoking.
Now, you look at this as strictly about an economic issue or about the right to smoke as well?
You know, we've looked at this a number of different ways, but I think first and foremost, and what we've been arguing for the past 12 years, is that these are personal property rights issues, and that these business owners who pay taxes, own their property, pay employee wages and taxes, should have the ability to promote and allow their customers enjoy a legal product. If smoking was illegal, then that's a completely different story.
Now, what about, I mean, you represent the association, so the association is also made up of restaurants whose patrons enjoy the fact that they're smoke-free.
You know, and that is exactly the argument that we had before the ban went into a place, let the market decide. And we had over 4,000 businesses across the state of Michigan that had already gone smoke-free before they were demanded to by the law. And clearly the market was working. And unfortunately, in those businesses that have to, a lot of clientele who like to smoke have been hurt by the government restrictions.
Is there room for a compromise of any sort?
Well, we certainly are working at a few different ideas, and we currently having our MLBA annual lobby day coming up tomorrow. It just happens to be the first Tuesday of each May, so it has nothing to do with the anniversary, but we will be talking to lawmakers and trying to convince them that this has hurt a lot of small businesses in the state. We'd like to see, consideration for allowing smoking on patios, maybe a separate smoking room with separate ventilation, maybe a permit concept where it would allow entities to have a license to be able to smoke, and it'd be clearly marked that this is a smoking establishment. So certainly we think that there are some ability out there to compromise, and we're hoping that lawmakers can sympathize with those business owners who are doing bad after the law.
Now, one of the things, like you just mentioned, is having a smoking room in restaurants.
Yeah, it's a concept that I think Senator Rick Jones just introduced a bill last week that would allow smoking on outdoor patios and also a smoking room. Now, that smoking room would have to have completely separate ventilation to ensure that no smoke is infiltrating into the non-smoking areas. No employee, no individual entering that establishment would ever have to walk through that room. So it would be an individual's choice of whether or not they wanted to go into the room, and it would be a business owner's decision of whether or not they wanted to have the extra expense to provide that separately ventilated room.
And that goes back to what you talked about a minute ago. It would be up to then the establishment if they wanted to have it for both sets of customers, the smokers and the non-smokers.
Absolutely. And again, we think, you know, those are some compromises that we'd love to chat with lawmakers, and we are chatting with lawmakers about, you know, to allow some relief for some of those establishments. Again, we have seen some small businesses who are reporting 30-40% losses in just the last year. And they directly relate it to the smoking ban. You know, our economy has been tough in Michigan, especially the hospitality industry, much longer than just a year. And they have seen significant losses in the past year.
Now, as I mentioned off the top, where just yesterday was the one-year anniversary, is there any study or statistics or experience that would show that the downturn is temporary and that it would settle out differently after more time?
You know, we have seen in other states that the entire market or the overall hospitality industry may bounce back. Unfortunately, what we've seen in other states, because we do have some examples, we're the 38th state to do so, where the smaller businesses and some anecdotal evidence that shows that those never recover. Those businesses that have a traditional clientele of smokers never bounce back and unfortunately go out of business.
And going forward with what we kind of termed, or I kind of termed, compromises, that, like, as you said, Senator Rick Jones' idea for smoking on patios or smoking rooms firmly established in these restaurants and bars, that would require changing the law again.
Absolutely, and there are several bills that have been introduced. So, again, we're promoting those pieces of legislation and trying to convince leadership in both the House and Senate and the executive branch to take a serious look at some of the losses that the hospitality industry has seen in the past year and really sympathize with them.
Well, and I guess, again, from the other side, there'll be those rolling their eyes and going, oh, we just got used to it being smoke-free out there.
Well, again, you know, these are personal property rights issues. And, you know, businesses pay personal property taxes. They pay employee taxes. They should be able to dictate their own policies in terms of smoking. Again, most of these compromises are trying to make sure that non-smokers and the general public who don't want to be involved in smoke never have to step foot into an area where smoking is occurring.
Well, Lance, I appreciate your time this evening and perspective. As with all of these things that end up talking to the legislators about, we will follow it through, and I appreciate very much your comments this evening.
Thanks for having me on, Cheryl.
Thank you very much. Lance Benanimi, Executive Director of the Michigan Licensed Beverage Association. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.